Well, there's plenty of things going on at Woodland Arts Academy, and we had an update with Christy Zepesauer back in January, I think it was, and she's joining us in studio this morning, and she brought along with her program coordinator, Becky Rich. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's hard to be inside right now, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful out there.
A couple of weeks ago, it was like, I'm not going outside.
Exactly.
And now all of a sudden, it's like, why can't it be outside? Mm-hmm. But, things are just look fantastic. Well, Christy, I jumped onto the website, as I often and frequently do, woodlandartsacademy.com, plus check out the Facebook page. Boy, you guys have some exciting things coming up. You've already, you just did a couple of things over the past couple of weeks. Let's review that, and then we'll get into all the exciting things coming up.
Yes. So we have been busy at Woodlawn. We are up and running and, you know, offering theater and music, dance, visual arts, woodworking. You know, we're up and running, and we're grateful that we still have that support, and we're able to do most of our programs. So this past weekend, we took our dance competition team to their first regional. It was in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and they did a phenomenal job. February is kind of early to compete, but they were ready, and they have never looked better. One of the higher awards for most of the dances. And then they do overalls, and we took home a lot of first overalls. So we are super proud of the girls, ages, I believe, 6 to 18.
Mm. Oh, night. Well, that was a good getaway for them, too.
Yes, except for the snow on the way home, but we're not going to talk about that. No. But yes.
So how many others were involved with that? Did they come from all over, or?
Yes, the regional was supposed to take place in Oswego. It was moved to Wisconsin, I think just due to restrictions.
Hmm.
But yes, they come from all over the suburbs.
Wow.
So
that's a big deal, though.
Mm-hmm. Big deal. Super proud, and we were just grateful that the kids had the opportunity. They were excited to be on stage again.
Now, were you there the whole weekend? Did you have to get a hotel, or was it just a one-day deal and back?
So the way they're doing it this year is they're doing block scheduling. Usually you would just be there the whole weekend, and you would, you know, do one dance, and then other studios would go in between. But they are bringing in just one or two studios at a time. You do all of your dances in a row, and then you go, and they disinfect and bring in the next group. So it's definitely a different setting. It's a little bit more challenging for the dancers and parents. They are definitely going to be very in shape by the end of the season.
If they weren't already.
Yes. So it was a great weekend. We have another competition coming up, in a little over a week.
Mm-hmm. So you got a little rehearsal going on today?
Oh, yes, yeah.
You got your WDA, and I said, what is that for? Mm-hmm. It's on her hat. It looks great.
Woodlawn Dance Academy. That's what it's for. So, yes, our dance program is doing well. We're always taking new students. So we encourage anyone that has a little one that wants to dance, give us a call, and we're always... Mm-hmm. Always happy to bring more dancers in.
We are going to run a non-dance recital class coming, starting in April and running April through May. So for those students that are 7 to 10 age range that haven't really danced before, or they have danced but they want to get back into it and they just want to try it out, they should sign up.
When is there a deadline for that, or?
Sign up is open until we start the class, or until the class fills. Okay. So we do start it right at the beginning of April.
Now, if register for this program or that event, is they've been getting filled up? A lot of people are saying, hey, you know, it's time to bust out and do some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have been filling our programming. We do have to limit our numbers
right.
this year. So
sure.
We definitely have been filling our programming. And it does seem like people are much more comfortable at this point getting out and doing things. So it's been great. We've had good support.
Of course, along with everybody else, Woodland Arts Academy keeps everybody safe and healthy.
Yep.
Yes. And all the recommendations are followed, and nobody comes in with anything, and nobody leaves with anything except a good time.
That's right.
That's right. They got their creative juices flowing. But yes, when people come in, we do check temps. Everyone's required to wear masks. We make sure to keep the distance required. So we've been doing everything we can to stay within guidelines and still offer programming.
I think last time you were in, we were talking about the unbelievable, what was a student-teacher competition, art competition that resulted in banners that are all across the bridge.
Yes.
And you got another competition. You're waiting for the announcement. We got that on display, or is it just about to be?
Yeah, so we just hung the student-teacher art exhibit. This is our 12th year. We just hung it yesterday. And we are excited for the opening, which is limited. We can only have so many people at a time. So actually, the opening is pretty much full from parents. But we have over 100 pieces all over the Sauk Valley area, ages or grades, kindergarten through high school. And then teachers submitted work, too. So even though the schools, a lot of them had to cut back on art education just because of not seeing the kids as much and just wanting to make sure to get those core classes in, people really have come through and they have brought artwork in. So we're very grateful for that. We are taking pictures of all the artwork this evening, and then we are going to have all of the voting done via Facebook.
Oh.
So please look for the Woodlawn Arts Academy Facebook page. And anybody can go in for the starting Friday for 2 weeks and vote on their favorite piece. And we take the top four pieces in the different age groups. So I think it's kindergarten through third, fourth through eighth, and then high school. We take those top pieces that people vote on, and that is what's made into the banners that you see on First Avenue.
So voting will be online. When? How long is that going to last?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Starting on Friday.
So, yes.
Yeah, we just, and not only that, we're just happy to have the dance going and the visual arts going. And we have a new theater program starting up next week.
Guys and Dolls Jr. starting their production next week. They do rehearsals, and then they will do their performance in May, mid-May. We'll see what audiences are allowed at that point. But otherwise, we've been able to work it out that we can show it online or something like that so that people can see it.
How old are the kids involved with Guys and Dolls?
The students are ages 11 through 14.
Wow. And that involves rehearsal and follow your ex on the floor and memorizing lines as well?
Yes, absolutely. So, they rehearse, they memorize their lines, they do blocking, learn where they need to go. A lot of singing because it is a musical, so they get that practice as well. They also learn a little bit about costumes and props because the kids do the whole thing.
Wow. I've noticed a few other, I've seen some productions. Do they still wear a mask while they're doing this?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And where's that? Is that online performance? And if somebody's allowed, if a limited audience, where would that be?
We are doing this production at Centennial Auditorium at Sterling High School.
Wow. Oh, boy. Hope everything works out. I believe people can show up for that. Man. And you start rehearsal on that next week?
Next Monday, yep.
So you've already got all the players involved?
Yes, players are all involved. We've got everybody registered and ready to go. So they start on Monday with their auditions.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So elimination process begins.
Luckily, we don't eliminate. We just, they get to audition for particular parts.
Right. Just move the pieces
That's
around.
Right, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, man, that's exciting. Last time you were in, Christy, I think you mentioned the woodworking was relocating,
yes.
If my memory serves me correctly.
So the wood shop, good memory, yes. The wood shop used to be under Woodlawn Arts Academy. It has transitioned under Sterling Schools Foundation. We do a lot of partnering with the schools, and we have a theater alliance. So through that theater alliance with Sterling Schools and Centennial, it was just a nice transition that they moved over under their umbrella, but they do still allow us to hold programs in the wood shop. And actually, I think we have one this week.
We had one last night. We had our noodle board program where they made noodle boards, which are like a decorative tray that you can put over your stove top and have more work surface or just decorate with it. So
I was going to ask, like a noodle board. Well, yeah, I could think of a few other things it could be used for, but I'm not going to. Instead of the rolling pin, you just break out the noodle board and pop.
But we have had lots of great programs, and actually, we just posted a virtual music recital. If you, again, there's so much going on our social media sites, so we really encourage people to go to our website or Woodlawn Arts Academy on Facebook. But you can see our virtual music recital there. But you know, we have a lot of programs coming up, too, in all the disciplines.
Yeah, we actually have some programs for the youngsters coming up. We have a great family art program that's coming up, and that's for ages 18 months through 3 years. Oh, so getting those little ones out and experiencing some art that maybe mom and dad don't want to do at home. Let the mess be on us. So we have that coming. We also have an amazing authors program. Our amazing Amy Hook instructor, she will be doing children's literature and learning about authors, where they will also do art, music, theater, math, and science as a part of that. We also have we have our art programs that have been running, our exploration art programs. All of these programs start again in April, beginning of April, so registration is going to start here shortly for those. So definitely watch our website and Facebook for the advertisements of those. And of course, we do have some great adult programs coming. We've been doing a lot with chalking, which is a whole new fun art program of a lot of decorating for your house, and you get to pick what words and things go on your different materials. I did one that was a door tags, and it's these giant wooden tags that you hang on your door, kind of like a wreath, but you get to put whatever words you want on it and decorate it.
So chalking, you actually use chalk?
So it's a chalk that's actually, it's like a paint as opposed to what you would picture an actual chalk.
Right.
And it actually, on certain surfaces, is removable so that you can do it again and again.
Oh, so, but if you make one that you want to be permanent, do you have to seal it or coat it or anything?
It's a good idea to always just to keep them safe. The one that I made, the door tags, the material itself doesn't allow you to wipe it off. It's automatically adhering. But yes, if there's something you want to keep, you always want to seal it.
Yeah, so we go from that extreme to we have an art class coming up with Stuart Roddy, who's a local instructor and a phenomenal painter. So we have a painting class coming up with Stuart Roddy. So we have something for everyone, really.
So that would that be in person, or is he going to be doing that virtual as well?
It is in person, limited numbers. He does oil painting, and that's for the high schoolers and adults.
Okay. Wow. So, yeah, it's not a paint by number.
Right. Yeah. Yep. But he's an excellent teacher. He is a local teacher in the area, and we hold him in very high regard. He does a great job.
So we have that, and private music lessons will be starting up again in April, and
we have some great clay programs that are coming. We have our fairy houses is for ages 9 to 14. The nice thing about some of our clay programs is you can come one time. You don't have to come. You don't have to commit a lot of weeks or time. You can just come for a workshop that's just one day on a weekend.
So the clay, is that with a throwing the clay and with a wheel and everything, or is it just molding?
We do have wheel classes available, but some of our workshops is typically more molding. Yeah, they call it hand building.
Sure, okay. Wow. I'm surprised I pulled that term out of this void up here. Well, we're, about a year into, the bad news that we got and a lot of transitions. Becky, that was a lot of things that Woodlawn Arts Academy, just like everybody else, had to go through. And I don't think there was any panic, but there was more now we got to replan everything. Mm-hmm. How did that go?
It went well. It was kind of good to start thinking outside of the box. You know, you get used to doing things a certain way, and I feel like a lot of good has come out of us, you know, thinking about different things, different ways we can offer programming, how safe we can be. I can't say it's all been a great experience, but we have a lot of good has come out of it.
Well, if anybody was technologically impaired, I think now they're just about where they want to be.
And we can both claim that we're not exactly the highest on the technical, but we've learned a lot this year.
Yes, we have. And we still, you know, this whole school year, if somebody is under quarantine or, you know, we offer Zoom options for all of our classes. So even if they sign up and it's a dance class in person, you know, if they have to, you know, take a class from home, they just Zoom right in as we're teaching. And boy, we've really adapted. And
yep, our adapted staff has done a great job adapting right along with us. So
now, do you still have the connection with the Loft over in Morrison?
You know what? We do work with them, and when they, you know, reach out to us, I know they've been open for a limited amount of time,
right,
you know, for quite some time. So, you know, when they're ready to open up, we've offered music lessons and art classes there, yes.
What a great connection. You know, mm-hmm. Because they're expanding, and they get people from all over. And
yes.
The coordination between, you know, the Loft in Morrison and Woodland Arts Academy, I think, what a great, you know, another portion for the community.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, with expanding, we offer lots of programs at Woodlawn, but one program, you know, we're hoping to really open back up next year is our preschool program. And we are looking for a lead preschool teacher right now. Yes. So just putting that out there into the universe, you can find information by contacting Woodlawn and submitting resumes. And
you know, if you haven't already gone on the woodlawnartsacademy.com, click dance, theater, art, woodworking, preschool, music, and
our whole brochure is right there online, and that's right now where you're going to find it. We have not done our mass mailing like we have in the past. So we're just right now everything is online.
And of course you've got great partners with the United Way of Whiteside County and of Lee County.
Yes.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, we are very grateful for their support, and you know, this year has changed a lot for us. You know, it's you know, my job was quickly shifted from you know, to grant writer, loan writer. You know, it's any kind of support that we can get, we're always grateful for that. And
mm-hmm. And our families are also very happy to have those that support as mm-hmm. well, because that's the way we can offer great scholarship programs for families that still want their kids in it, but maybe this has been a hard year financially.
So once again, the voting starts
Friday.
That's tomorrow.
Yes.
That's tomorrow. Start voting and get 2 weeks, and then we find out results.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No, we just got those banners put up, you know, on the bridge between here. Are those going to be banners also, or we're not going to change those right away, are we?
No, so those will stay up, and we do not change out the banners usually until August, September.
Okay.
So this year there was a slight delay just changing
right.
those out, given the circumstances. But, yes, we will switch those out, and we'll give the people that are up right now, those artists, their time to shine still.
And facebook.com/woodlandarts, or again, woodlandartsacademy.com. Is there any other means that somebody might need to utilize to get in contact with you?
Oh, they can just give us a call.
Yep, 815-626-4278.
And you have limited hours when somebody could stop by, maybe take a tour. How's that working?
We are open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Fridays.
Woodland Arts Academy. Oh boy, is it easy. 3807 Woodland Road here in Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for all the great news.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And thanks for keeping things going and keeping arts alive and dance alive and music alive in the community.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Christy Zeppesauer and Becky Rich, thank you so much for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.